Exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 24th, 2016. We're in hour three of the broadcast. I'm going to take your phone calls all this hour, 1-800-313-9443. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Before we go to the calls, and we've got Art off the grid, Francis in North Carolina, let's go ahead, Mr. Engineer, and let's play that MSNBC tape. It's only a minute and 5 seconds. I know it's not as friendly visually, but let's hear what it says. Go ahead.
BC on the ground around Lamar Scott. We're going to go ahead and play this next section for you. We'll slow it down. We'll zoom in at a point. Take a look.
Yep. He better live.
Looking at there, we have circled this item on the ground, and you see there, the item flicks out. There it is there. So there's one item on the ground. Let's go ahead and re-rack that if we can, guys. There's one item on the ground, and then you're going to see a flick of a second item that ends up being tossed on the ground. We are, at this point, simply not going to speculate about what those items may be. We have one more point of reference for you, Chris, and then I know there's going to be a lot here to talk about. We're going to go ahead and take a look here, the fifth clip of an officer who leans over. And what you're going to see, and again, this is that officer on the right with the red shirt, that black tactical flak jacket. He leans over, and he picks something up. And that is going to be key to this investigation. This is the reason that so many people are saying the police should release their version of this video, those items on the ground.
All right, there's the video. And, again, taking your calls, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Art off the grid. And, Art, you actually brought this up before this video broke, as far as I know. You actually brought this very thing up earlier today around 1 or 2 o'clock, I don't know, maybe 12 noon, I'm not sure, earlier today on Govern America. Go ahead, Art.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Pretty good connection here, but yeah, I had actually seen, and I'm having difficulty trying to find the original video posted. It's like it just, everything I'm finding now of that video is stuff that other people have, you know, editing and stuff. It's very strange. But I did go back later and rewatch the video about an hour after I talked with Darren this morning. And I think that about the 125 mark or something like that, because somebody brought this to my attention in the beginning. When you see him, when he keeps laying on the ground, you don't see a gun. It's shot. But then right around the 125 mark, I think it was, suddenly laying there. Now, what's weird is you would think, and I'm not saying one way or the other, because right now I have to reconsider.
I'm not hearing Art. Okay, Art, if you can call back in, I'd like to get your perspective, because he actually was questioning this earlier today before the videos started appearing where mainstream media was questioning. Let's go ahead to Francis in North Carolina. We'll come back and get Art if he gets back on. Francis, how you doing?
Aaron.
Hey, Francis, how you doing? I'm not hearing Francis. We might be having a little phone difficulty. All right, put whoever you got on, be fine.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi,
this
Ken.
Is Ken of Fort Worth. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, go to YouTube and put in Hillary arrested, number one, and go to YouTube and put in Hillary disappeared, number two, start with. There's some frames of Hillary disappearing, and well, she's standing in front of a flag, and she disappears, the flag stays there, and that don't make no sense. Anyway, just think, call Hillary arrested if you do that. It appears that she might have been arrested. When you watch her waddle inside that black SUV, you can't see her hands, and she never touches a seat or a door, and they stuffed her in there. They probably took her to jail and booked her for 2 hours or so, and then her double comes out of her daughter's apartment. It makes sense, unless you can figure out why that don't make sense.
You know, actually, I think I heard Michael Rivera, don't hold me to that, someone I was listening to earlier this week make that same comparison, and it's an interesting perspective. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's so many different, she should be arrested. Yes, she should be in jail right now. The Seth Rich thing, I think is fixing to break with WikiLeaks. They said they were going to break it right before the debate, which is coming up Monday. But I had heard that. I don't, you know, who knows? It just, Hillary needs to be in prison for sure.
Or else her devil, one of the two, huh?
Yeah, one of the two, her or double one.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks for calling. Do we have Francis or Art back? All right, Art. Sorry, we're having a little difficulties there. Go ahead, sir.
I don't know what happened there. Anyway, I don't know at what point I got dropped there. It was interesting. I went back about an hour later and rewatched the video because somebody had mentioned to me, and I go back and I watch it, and right around the 125 mark, somewhere right around there, at one point there is nothing on the ground, but then the wife pans to the left so that you don't see anything, and then when she pans back to the right, there's something laying on the ground. That's what I'm looking at as being the gun. Now, I don't know where it was prior to this point, but this is what somebody had pointed out to me. And I had to go back and watch because I couldn't believe I had missed it. First, there was nothing there. Then the wife pans to the left, pans back to the right. Something's laying on the ground suddenly. At that point, shortly after that, the white officer with the red shirt steps forward and kicks it back out of the way. Then you see another cop, a white cop, I believe, with a white shirt, steps around behind the black police officer, picks up whatever that was, walks back around, and it appears that he hands it to the black officer, who then appears to be doing something which looks like he's unloading a pistol, and then flips it and tosses it to the ground. It's really confusing what's going on, because when I go back and I review that video, to start with, there's nothing laying on the ground. Then all of a sudden, it's there. Where the hell did that come from? I've got to now start asking what really happened, because something's not right here. And when you watch that one, plus the police dash cam video, plus the police body cam video, it starts looking like, yes, he possibly had a gun, because in the police dash cam video, you see Keith's pant leg is raised up and what appears to be an ankle holster. So this is really starting to look like he did have a gun, but how could that, whatever that was on the ground, not there, then all of a sudden it's there? This is really confusing to me.
Yeah, you know, they now should release all the video they've got if it will shed some light on this. The video that they released today from the one of the officers' chest cam or head cam, wherever they had it located, it was all in such a fast forward motion, and then I never saw who fired the gun. you know, and they had the audio for the majority of it. It was silent, and then some audio in it. I don't know. It just don't. I mean, if they said initially he had a gun, that's been their story. If that's the case, then they should. They really should. In light of the fact that there's already rioting, what are they preventing from happening here? Why not just go ahead and release it all and see if they can clear it up? The video that I played that's on my website that MSNBC did, it really raises your eyebrows that there's something aloof here that's not good. I mean, can you imagine if this comes out that this was a throwdown and that they were trying to cover it? Can you imagine then the escalation in the rioting and the field day Black Lives Matter would have with this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Even not with the black officer that shot him. But here's also something, too, and that MSNBC video is very compelling because you clearly see the black officer throwing down what does, to some degree, look like a gun. So this is really confusing. But then, and God, I really hate going there with this, because I know a lot of really good people who made mistakes when they were younger. They've got felonies. But today, you would never know that they had done the kind of stuff that they had done in their past, because they're such different people. But this guy, this Keith Scott, and I hate to say this, he really has a very extensive record, some of which does include violent assaults with the intent to kill, aggravated assault, running from the police, shooting at the police. So, you know, when you look at all of this, it looks like, yeah, there's a strong possibility that the police official story is true. But then again, when you look at the video, I don't know, Farron, but what I find amazing is, you know, you ask them at the protest there in Charlotte, they don't really even know why they're angry. They really don't. They're angry, yep. But they don't know why, because they don't have a white cop to blame it on. But at the same time, you got this one jackass hollering, "All white people are devils." I mean, and then, you know, you see the video of them beating up and ripping the pants off of a white guy in what looks like a parking garage. You hear about the journalist being attacked and stores being busted in and looted. I mean, this really is not going to help their movement at all.
No, and you know, here's one other thing. Until we see the footage of the actual shooting, if they have it, and I'm assuming that they do, yep. But they maybe don't. Here's the thing: if I've got a gun in my car, and the police come to serve a warrant to somebody else that lives in the neighborhood, and I exit my car and I'm holding a gun and I'm walking to my apartment and I'm just pointing a gun straight down at the ground, that's completely legal in North Carolina. It might not be wise to do in that situation, but that's actually completely legal. You know, if you own the gun and you know, you know, you don't have felonies or anything that prevents you from having it, that would actually be legal, as far as I can tell. Maybe unwise in a situation where police are on the scene, but I mean, are they going to produce something that where he was raising that gun in a threatening manner? In light of this MSNBC video, I doubt that that's going to be coming forthwith. I'm afraid, and I hope I'm wrong, and I'm not making any conclusions, but just from the looks of this, I'm afraid that the Charlotte Police Department may have much more problems on their hands than I first suspected, because, you know, Drudge Report's already said they've got his fingerprint on the gun. Okay, it's his gun, or he had possession of the gun, but we have yet to see anything that, you know, their story is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Art, because you've been following this too, but they're there to find someone else. They're trying to serve a warrant. This guy exits his car. They see he's got a gun. Then he gets back in his car. And then we see the video where they're all rushing the car. They're beating on the windows. Then we see him out of the car. I don't see a gun in his hand in that brief moment. I stopped the video where he was standing there. And and then we hear the shots, but we don't see the gun that shoots them, and then it goes into, you know, now the, it looks like a cop's dropping something. And here's the other thing, Art, and I'll get your opinion. You know, this is a crime scene. A police officer shouldn't be dropping a cigarette butt. He shouldn't be dropping anything on the pavement there.
This is a I know, and that's what's messing this whole thing. There are so many things that are just out of whack here that just are not making any sense. And I don't get it. You, with how many damn police vehicles were there, how many body cams were there, and you're not going to tell me this wife was the only one recording. And here's something else with the wife doing the recording. Now, I don't know about you, Darren, but I'm assuming you love your wife more than you love yourself. I'm sure there is no doubt in my mind you love your wife more than you love yourself, and you'd gladly give your life for her. So if that was your wife laying there and you were videotaping that, would you take the camera off of what's happening and be panning back and forth to the left and to the right? I'm sorry, but that just doesn't make any damn sense. Something's not right.
Yeah, that was some, and of course, then coupled with the statements, I mean, you know, I know everybody's different, but the statements, he better not be dead. He better not be dead. If the police just, if that's all you can come up with, say, I mean, you're, you know, and you're holding the camera, but I mean, I know everybody's different, but that's the first thing that struck me. She just said that about, you know, 20 times. He better not be dead. Like, you know, it's all right, you shot him, but now you better not killed him, you know. You better not killed him. I don't know. It was just strange.
I tell you, just here, I'm going to put on my tinfoil hat here. You know what this sounds like? When I think about her, how calm and relaxed she was, when I think about the, I forget the woman was in the car with her boyfriend and the child was in the back seat. Car walks up and shoots the guy. And the woman is there videotaping. She's all calm and relaxed. Do you remember how calm and relaxed Betty Ong sounded on September 11th when she was calling in the hijacking information? I'm sorry. I'm just, Darren, I hate going there, but this stuff is just getting crazy. Straight up crazy.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Art. I just realized I've got quite a few callers on hold, and I'm going to try to give everybody some airtime. But hey, thanks for your insight on that. Enjoyed it. Enjoyed listening to you on Darren's broadcast earlier today, and I'll be in touch with you. But I don't know who's next. Let's go to the next caller. Alan, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir. I didn't see you there. Go ahead.
Hey, just pop in real quick here. Just to continue the madness, now there's a shooting in Baltimore. I believe like 8 people have been injured, and of course these are, there's the obligatory 3-year-old child, and 3 shooters reported, one with a shotgun, 2 with pistols. So the madness continues.
Are they given any, are they black Muslim, or did they say?
Have not gotten to that yet. They've not said this is not, you know, there's no clear evidence if it's involved in terror or not. So it hadn't gotten that far. I just saw the report on Press TV and RT both. So I've been sitting here watching it. Coming in after Art all the time. Yeah, it's I can't put much more than what Art puts into it. I can tell you that.
That's amazing. If it's on RT, it's not on Drudge yet. And it amazes me how these news sources that are outside the country cover things so much better. Not just a little bit, but so much better. Yeah, Burlington, Washington shooting suspect.
Is captured.
Captured. Wow. It's, you know, we talk about it on broadcasts like this, how, you know, they're going to keep us in some form of chaos all the time. We thought that's what we were in with 9/11 or these endless wars. What we've got going on in our own country now with, I mean, I talk to some older people from time to time, just like Mama. The older people, even in rural counties like this, they're scared to even go and get gas because they're afraid they're going to be attacked. Hang on for me, Alan. We'll be back after the break. We've got Frank in North Carolina coming up. Stay with me.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. And the video that we're talking about is on the website, thealternativemedia.com. It's the second one down. I got a couple emails. It's the second one down right in the middle. And I've got Alan from Texas, Frank from North Carolina coming up if you'd like to call in. Alan, you know, we're just seeing all this chaos unfold right here before the the election. I mean, it's going to be no matter who gets elected or selected November 8th, from now until the inauguration, I think it is just going to be off the hook in this country, what we're going to see, and especially from now till the election. I think it's just going to be constant one thing. And that's really what I mean. If you think back last week when I was doing this broadcast, was when the bombings in New York, the pressure cooker bombings, which wasn't very successful, but they went on. Then it was the stabbing in the mall. Then there was the shooting in the mall. Then there was the police shooting in Tulsa, the police shooting in Charlotte, then the riots. And now we've got there's two different shootings. There's the Baltimore shooting that's taking place right now. So, I mean, it has just been constant mayhem. Go ahead, Alan, and then we'll go to Frank here in North Carolina next.
Yeah, it's you know, it's sad, but it's almost laughable. You know, if I stay awake for a little while longer, I'll have some fresh news to talk about on Steve's show in the morning. You know, so everyone listen in. I'm sure there'll be something else happen. It's gotten to the point of where, you know, Orlando what, Dallas bombing or New York bombing what? No, that's old news. You know, it's a sad commentary on today's world. But yeah, it's just the insanity is just increasing. I just wish you'd go ahead and unleash Farron and get it all over with. You know, this constant waiting is getting real aggravating.
Well, me too. Me too. I'd like to see it all unfold while I'm still young enough to deal with it. And rather than when I'm in, you know, my 60s or so, I just soon see the whole system crash under its own weight right now. And then we pick up the pieces and try to put it back together. Because, you know, and when you start getting into the health issues that we're bombarded, I've got a heck of a story here about chromium 6. It's on the Natural News. If I don't get to it tonight, everyone should look at that. 75% of the drinking water contaminated with chromium 6. Everyone check that out. But we're being bombarded in so many different ways, and this is just the latest. But it is relevant to everyone, because unless this situation is somehow ended, and I can't imagine any scenario, we are looking at the real possibility of full-blown race wars here in America, something we've talked about, but I don't know if we really considered strongly, but here we are. I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to say, Alan? I certainly appreciate your call.
No, I'll let Frank and the rest of the guys jump in, and just good talking to you, Farron. Love your show. Keep it up, man. Talk to you later.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. That was Alan in Texas. We're going to Frank in North Carolina, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in, Frank, how are you doing? The break is going to get you here in about a minute and 30 seconds.
Farron, you are great, but what a bunch of cuckold bitches. They are lame punks. The Jew is behind all of this. Speak out now. Stockholm Syndrome, sissy clown bitches.
I'm sorry, man. I just had to bring a little bit of levity to all this, huh?
Yeah, we need a laugh from time. I need a laugh. I need a laugh bad. And that was a surprise. Well, Frank, you are in that part of North Carolina, in that area. What are you making of all this?
Well, let's see. I don't watch much television because I don't have a television, but I'm looking after somebody up the street who does, so I watch a good bit of it over the past, not today. I haven't watched anything today, but the first night, second night, third night, I probably watched 2.5 hours going to bed at night. And, I actually contacted you, about an hour before the show tonight to let you know that somebody had contacted me and was raising questions that maybe this was a throwdown gun, and, seemed pretty compelling to me. But yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't think we're, you know, we may never know what happened. Like in many of these cases, I mean, my overall stance is whenever anything comes out in the media is I'm skeptical. I don't take anything coming out of the establishment, whether it be the media, the government, at face value, ever. But I also don't buy into a lot of the conspiracy theories. Some of the conspiracy theories that I hear people putting out there don't make sense to me. They're full of holes, and no one seems to want to challenge people on those.
Hold that thought for me, Frank. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2000. 2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio, joined by Frank from North Carolina. We've got Mike Colorado coming up. I wanted to ask you, Frank, you could probably watch a lot of different channels, but I was watching WBTV. It's the only one out of Charlotte I can get. That's the one that's got that Brigida Mac on it. I can't never get enough time to figure that one out there. But anyway, they were stumbling all over themselves here. We've got beatings, fires, lootings, stopping traffic on 277. They stopped I-85, actually, too. We had a full-blown murder, and so in the midst of this rioting, all they tried to do constantly was try to paint it that it was somehow commendable on the part of these protesters. They never called them terrorists or any of that. Was that your take on whatever you were watching down there? Was any of the media really hard on these hooligans?
Not really. I did see some of the anchors asking, "Where is the mayor? Where is the mayor?" I was pretty impressed with that. I was kind of surprised they were kind of hard on the mayor. You would think they would give her a pass, but you know, they were particularly the first and second nights. They were saying, "Where is the mayor? How come the mayor is not out here?" You know, speaking to this, and you know, some of them were asking, "Where's the police chief?" But I was flipping through the channels: the local CBS affiliate, the local ABC affiliate, and the Fox affiliate. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, I grew up watching mostly CBS because that's what my grandparents used to watch when I was a kid and whatnot. And it's funny because some of the same people are there. I mean, some of these people stay around for decades, you know. I remember when these people were young, some of them, and then some of them they trade out pretty quick after about 7 or 8 years. But, yeah, I was switching around some, and I would always find out a lot more later from other news sources, like listening to, radio shows. Maybe RBN or something. I would find out more than I would actually hear from, the actual media here. Most of the violent stuff I didn't find out until the next day from other outside sources, like the there was a still photographer, I think it was the first or second night that they tried to throw into a fire. I found out about the guy in the parking garage, the businessman that they stripped down and were beating up. I haven't seen the video on that, but I found out about that from an outside source the following day. A lot of that stuff in the I-85 shutdown, I didn't see any of that footage when it was happening. I didn't see that until, like, the next night. They were showing some of that on TV. But, I'm really concerned, and I mean, I want the truth. You know, I don't care which way the truth goes. I want to know what the hell happened. If the police, Charlotte Police Department is that corrupt and they're doing that, I want to know about it. I've lived here all my life. I was born here. I've never really heard of Charlotte, the police department, having that kind of reputation for being that crooked. I'm sure there are crooked officers around. I mean, we've had some bad officers, and we've had some real questionable shootings, including black officers killing unarmed white men who just happened to be working in a job in a loud area at a radio tower, actually, that where there was a generator with a lot of noise, and cop, came in, and the guy turned around. And because he worked late at night and alone, in some of these radio tower stations, a cop, came because somebody reported a suspicious vehicle. Well, this guy was, it was his job. That was his job. He turned around and he carried a gun for protection because he worked alone at night, out on these different radio towers. And the black cop just shot him. So, yeah, there's been some questionable stuff. And sometimes you don't ever really know exactly which way to go on it because there's just not enough evidence and you just don't know who to trust. But, what's gone on here is pretty out of control. And the mayor basically, it came out later that, the mayor had been offered reinforcements and the National Guard to protect the downtown property and everything. And they were apparently concerned about the appearance of that. They didn't want to incite the black people and make them mad by, protecting property or anything, so they kind of let that go. And that's typical of Charlotte. Charlotte, I always say, Charlotte is not about being, it's about appearing to be something. It's all about appearances. It's a joke. It's a running joke with me here, but
They don't appear to be too worried about all that money that they're losing down there with their uptown shutdown. They haven't made nary a mention of that, but that they'll let that ACC story linger around it's just an economic Armageddon for Charlotte. I've noticed everything about Charlotte. The news is, everything, no matter what it is, it's going to affect Charlotte somehow. They make it everything about them. Actually, WXII, which is out of Winston, which is a fairly deep, a long ways from Charlotte, they actually had their whole crews deployed and done a better job, in my opinion. I was flipping back and forth. They were doing a better job covering Charlotte news than WBTV. And, WBTV is one of them, and WSOC is the major news TV stations out of Charlotte. So, and I'm like you, I found a lot of information out. I'm trying to watch the news. I'm not getting the information. I guess we should expect this. But I'm getting the information from other outlets that is much more pertinent to the situation. So we got trouble, and you live in the area. If this comes out that we all know cops carry throwdown guns, so if they accidentally shoot somebody unintentionally or by mistake or whatever, they drop that throwdown. If that turns out, I believe Charlotte will blow up. I mean, they'll be busing them Rent-A-Negro from of George Soros from Chicago and from Atlanta and everywhere else to Charlotte. So,
yeah, and I'm very cynical and skeptical of the police, you know, and the whole police state and everything else. But, you know, I don't know what the procedure is, the standard operating procedure for the police department. I mean, does it depend on the situation where you are? If they're expecting trouble and a whole lot of, say, members of the community, angry people coming out there, maybe they're worried about leaving that gun unsecured out there on the pavement. Maybe they're worried about somebody running up and picking it up and shooting an officer. Maybe their first thing is, okay, we need to secure the weapon. We don't want to mess with it anymore. We have to, but maybe we want to get the magazine. You know, it's a semi-automatic. We want to get the magazine and get the round out of the chamber, if there's a round in the chamber, and then put it back down. You know, I don't know. But the whole thing just, it smells really bad to me. But I know you got a lot of other callers.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I don't, you know, and I saw where they were explaining why they continue to cuff someone after they've been shot like that, because they've had instances where they thought they were dead and they weren't, right, and they grabbed the gun and kept shooting. So there's a lot of unanswered questions, but boy, they're getting to be more questions now. So, hey, thanks so much, Frank. Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. And we'll go to Mike in Colorado. We got time for a few more calls. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to get in. Mike, how are you doing? Thanks for holding, sir.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm doing well. How about yourself, Aaron?
I'm doing good.
Good. So I was listening, and I personally think it's all coming apart right now. And I think for all the good men of goodwill need to have their preps ready. They need to have their head on straight. They need to push aside all the news, all the media, and all the hype, because you rattled through the five or six things that happened in the past week. We need to shut that out and take care of your family, your friends, your locals, your loved ones, and be ready, because I think it's all coming apart pretty soon.
You think the whole thing might fly apart before the elections? You think it may be the plan?
Well, yeah, because you can't really have Trump in there. And Hillary's not going to make it, or even if she is going to make it, I think the level of chaos that you interpreted with your last caller shows us that we're really darn close. And for people of, and Christian will, goodwill, just decent human beings need to have their head on a swivel and be ready, because I think it's pretty close.
Well, I certainly agree with you. I went this week and I spent the most money I've ever spent in my life on a pair of boots, because I wanted to have a really good pair of boots in case this whole thing breaks loose. Because I have wondered, and this is pure speculation, but I have wondered if the powers that be know that there's such a groundswell that Donald Trump is going to get by far the majority vote, which I feel certainly he's going to get. When people go out and vote November 8th, I don't care what the media says is going on in North Carolina, I can't find a Hillary voter anywhere. I know when she goes to some of the more liberal big cities, she gets a little bit of a crowd, but I'm still saying I bet North Carolina is going to be 70% Trump. But they're saying that, you know, it's 50-45 Hillary. I've wondered if the powers that be, Mike, are going to try to crash this economy just prior to this election, just because they know such a landslide for Trump is coming up. I don't know. I can't predict the future. I know that they're capable of anything, and maybe getting these race riots ramped up, not just on a single scale like Charlotte, but get them going multiple all across the nation. Maybe they think that'll work to their advantage, or they're just so mad at the people because they can't continue their manipulation. Because I think a lot of people, and I say this with a grain of salt because I've said the opposite before, but I think right now people are seeing more than I've ever seen them see before that the media is a liar, it can't be trusted, Donald Trump's pointed it out to them, and that and with regards to the black race, that we've got, of course, it's by design, but we've got more of a racial divide after all this money and time. than we've had in a long, long time. So people are kind of, you know, they're seeing through, maybe not the entire illusion, but they're seeing through more of the illusion than the illusion makers are comfortable with.
Well, and I completely agree, and I think the wake-up that we were always hoping for with the people that didn't listen to RBN, didn't listen to your broadcast, it's exponentially happening, and the other side knows that. And I think they will pull out all the stops, be it economic or World War III or whatever it is they have planned. And so as an individual, all you can do is be prepared for yourself and your family and the people you care about. And that's my message today, is batten down the hatches. I mean, it's coming. It's coming fast, and it's coming quicker than we expected. We always kind of knew it would come, but I think we thought it would unfold in a way where we could be prepared for it. But I don't think we're going to be. I think we're going to wake up on either a Monday or a Wednesday, and it's going to be here.
Well, it very well could be. I mean, I can certainly believe it. There's been terrible economic news. I haven't had time to get into it tonight, but I mean, even RT.com is covering some of it. You know, there's still talk of bail-ins. I mean, there is the global economic situation is not good, and America's is far worse. And you know, we've seen what's happened to the middle class. We've seen the people getting poorer and poorer and poorer and working harder for less. And all the while, we see the stock market continue to go up, and we see these CEOs get these huge sums of money. I mean, it's really sickening what it's digressed into for me personally, just to see. And then on top of that, you got the racial conflicts and everything else simultaneously. And then the multiple now, stabbings or shootings by Muslims or people that's been nationalized from Afghanistan. I mean, my God, it is insane to go over to these countries and bomb their wedding parties and kill all these people and destroy their cities, and then think that the solution in any way, shape, or form is to bring these people back into your country and think that they're going to make good good little citizens, when we all know that they, for the most part, a lot end up on welfare rolls. And then we see these situations where they act out and they actually hate us. And you know, a lot of, when I see these riots, I often wonder, when I hear these comments from these black people, and they so hate the white race. I mean, they just vehemently hate the white race. White people are devils and blah, blah, blah. You know, there's never been any other race in the history of mankind, I don't think, that's tried to do more for the black race than the white race has. Of course, we've made mistakes and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, we're here in 2016. We're not in, you know, 1845 anymore. But anyway, I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to say? I don't think anyone else is on hold at the moment. So if you, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, yeah, I tell you, you're right. And when we have 13% of the country running the narrative through media, we know something is not kosher. And forgive the kosher thing because of the Costa Nostra, but if you've got a small minority of people in this country who are grandly oppressed and kept in slavery just like the white people are, they don't realize that white people and black people have more in common with each other than rich people and poor people do. And the poor people, being the middle class and under, are suffering tremendously for the past, I don't know, 15 years, that at some point it's going to come out, and it's got to come to a head. Humanity is not stupid. We're just complacent. And we will let you walk on us until it hurts us to the point where we have to fight back. And I think we're getting pretty close to that point. So I guess the reason I call it, because I love your show and I love your message and I wish you the best, but I also want to make sure that while you talk about the news, you're preparing yourself for you and your family and your loved ones for what is coming, because I sure am, and I hope everybody else is.
I sure am, Mike. I sure am. And, you know, I don't say it often enough, but, you know, my message always is get out of debt, prepare. If you live in a situation where you can, have chickens. think about your water situation, what you can do. You know, if you've got a regular drilled well, you can pull a well, and they make a thing where you can dip your well. You know, you can kind of make it back into a little house on the prairie type well. There's a lot of things you can look into, because I do believe, no matter which way this thing goes, I think we are going to see tough times in America, whether Donald Trump wins or whether he don't, whether it's next month or whether it's next year. I can't put together a scenario in my mind, Mike, that takes this ship off of the rocks. I just can't. We're too far gone. You know, I use the analogy that the turd has left the toilet bowl. You know, it's heading for the cesspool. Its destination is known, you know.
Yeah, and I could say, because we have, as a country, not individuals, we have forsaken God, and that's a shame.
Hey, thank you so much for the phone call, Mike. Thank you so much. We're coming up on a break. Going to come back and round up a few things. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio. Again, the website, thealternativemedia.com. Most of the stories that I covered are there. You can email me from the website, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I wanted to get this in real quick, so I'm kind of glad I'm going to get to. Natural News ran the story this week Environmental Working Group review of government water analysis data reveals that 75% of drinking water in America is contaminated with cancer-causing hexavalent chromium, also known as chromium 6. In a widely publicized report, EWG warns that 200 million Americans are right now being exposed to this toxic chemical in their water. You can go to my website, scroll down to the RSS feed, and read it for yourself. This is on top of our own efforts at EPAWatch.org, where my lab, this is Natural Needs, tested hundreds of municipality water samples from across the country and found high levels of lead and other heavy metals in 6.7 of the samples. So you can read the article for itself. I don't know the numbers. It would be interesting to know what percentage of Americans are on city or county water supplies rather than regular wells, which, you know, I'm certain, you know, in the big cities, practically everybody is. But in the country, you know, you still have the ability to dig a well and have well water, which I would absolutely advise everyone to do if at all possible. And it's not to say that that's a perfect scenario either, but it's darn sure better. You know, some years ago, we were throwing fluoride under the bus, and the guy actually called in locally that puts the fluoride in the water at the local pump station. And I got to know him a little bit, and he had told me a little bit of the process. He had to be anonymous on air, but he actually come to grips with the reality of what he was doing, and he was very conflicted over that because of the position that he held with the county. So sometimes you never know when you're putting out this information who's listening and how it may affect them and start them on, hopefully, their journey to wake up. And I agree with Darren. I want to go back to the first hour, Darren Weeks, where he said, just voting's not enough. You know, get involved in activism. Everybody does this in different ways, and there's so many different ways you can do things now to affect change. For the love of God, you know, for the sake of our children's future, our grandchildren's future, it really is. I really feel like, and I think Mike in Colorado would agree with this, I really believe we're in the now or never. And I don't know what the future holds, but I darn sure would advise you to try to be prepared. Have some water stored. You know, a lot of times you can find water, like a 24-pack of water for $2.50. Have some water stored. Have some gasoline stored. Have some food up. I mean, just spend a little bit extra at the grocery store and put some stuff up. Because if this thing breaks apart, you do not want to be going to the grocery stores when the looting is happening and when the whole thing is flying apart. You want to be able to stay at home. If you have a gun, buy ammunition. Stock a little bit. You're not going to be prepared for everything. Nobody ever will be. You can't have it all, but be prepared the best you can. We're out of time, and the next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, you give them the lead, and when they come for your guns, you give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network,